When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Accosted at a coffee shop. That should be a title of a movie, but it's not. It's real life. So, our man, Alec Baldwin, is out getting coffee. And I don't know if this person followed him in there or if this person was in there when he arrived. We just have the short clip, the social media clip. But he's just in there buying coffee, and he gets accosted by this person, and he handles it, you know, fairly well, until he doesn't. Now, he's on the phone, and then this person starts filming and yelling.
Alan, can you please stay Free Palestine one time?
Free Palestine.
Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec?
Sorry.
No jail time, Alec.
Just a moment. The trial is in July, so we're working on that, but I digress.
You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time.
Okay, so the only time that she's saying his name, we don't need to fire the guns for that, because that's only when I say it. That's the rule of the show. Since the horrific shooting on the Rust set in New Mexico, and that will hold true at least through the trial that begins July 9th, I believe, is the trial date. Anyway, we're 18 seconds into this 51-second video.
And I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear.
Okay, so now he's opening the door to the place. He hasn't gotten any coffee. He hasn't gotten anything that he purchased, but he's opening the door to the establishment. And it looks like, I don't know, he's not leaving. He's going to ask her to leave. Just get out. And then he asked the attendant at the shop to call the police. And, you know, let's just get her out of here.
Just say Free Palestine one time.
Get out now. Just get out.
One time.
Call the police.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal.
Okay, so she says that to the worker of the coffee shop. Just amazing. And he's just leaning up against the door saying, get out, get out.
Come on, Alec. Just say Free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time, please. And I'll leave you alone.
Not going to say it.
Free Palestine.
Now he's coming back in.
Israel, Zionism. Please say it.
Okay, then
one
he looks
time.
At the guy.
Could you give me one quick favor?
Give me one quick favor. Boom! And then he smashes her in, looks like in the face, but it's not in the face. He just slams the phone. Now, I will say, I want to be, you know, against Alec Baldwin as much or more than the next guy. But this is agonizing. And I'm not promoting slapping these people in the face, knocking their phone out of their hand. But, oh my gosh, shut up. And I don't blame him at all. So I'm sure we'll see what happens because of this. If it was just him slapping the phone out of her hand, not much is going to come of it. I guess it could be, you know, minor assault. But if he actually punched her in the face, I mean, I'm all for it, but people will not be for it, and it will not be good for dear old Alec. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So happy Shakespeare Day. If you're listening live, today is the 23rd of April, 2024, and it is Shakespeare Day. So if you want to walk around talking like Shakespeare, go ahead. I guess you can do that any day, really. But today is the day that you can do it and actually celebrate. My favorite line from a Shakespeare writing is from Hamlet. Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I. So whatever your favorite is, you can go ahead and walk around and do that today. Have fun. have fun. So I see a story today talking about the number of cereal churners, you know, what they're calling cost-savvy customers who hop between streaming services, apparently is on the rise. Yeah, no kidding. Everybody wants to raise their prices for their subscription fees. And so apparently Americans are putting the cancel streaming subscription reminders in their calendar. Yeah, welcome. So they say here in this story, with research from a firm named Antenna, and I, man, do I love them, nearly 30 million subscribers canceled three or more streaming subscriptions in the last 2 years. I would be in that group of people. These customers accounted for 40% of all new subscriptions and cancellations in 2023. So that doesn't mean that we're gone for good. A third resubscribed to the service they canceled within 6 months. I would probably be in that window too, although I have to think about that for a second. However, the companies are, you know, a little hurt. They're a little butthurt. Well, here's the deal. When a platform gives you something that you really want to watch, then I'll subscribe. And then I watch it, and then I watch whatever else you have on your platform, and then I'm going to cancel. You don't have anything else I want to watch right now. I'm going away. And I'll come back when you give me some more content that I really care about. So now they're calling us, you know, serial churners and transient subscribers. So streaming services are, you know, they are saying that, well, we're scrambling to adapt. Yeah, what they're doing is they're scrambling to, get more money out of you and me. They're having the joint sports venture from Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers. And then we're going to have, just the bundling. We're going to have platforms using, like, well, Peacock gave away their, subscription price, half price for a year when they were doing the NFL playoffs. And I'm sure that worked well. I subscribed for a month to Peacock for that and got both games that were played on Peacock for the NFL. And then I went away. Have a nice day. And so Netflix, I guess, boasts a much lower cancellation rate than any other platform. They're creating a lot of new content as well, although they're getting as bad as some of the other platforms, so we'll see. And it hasn't really been beneficial to be a long-term customer of Netflix as of late, so we'll see how that goes. But they also announced that they're going to stop reporting quarterly subscriber numbers, citing engagement as a better metric for success. So they don't want to report people canceling and resubscribing. They're tired of it. But when you hear all these companies start to bundle their product so that you have to subscribe to all of them or nothing, that's what we're going to get. That's what we're going to get. So thank them for that. Thank them for that. And I see where the Oscars, the Film Academy, is updating their rules and campaign protocols, announcing changes and some changes to special awards as well. As per usual, the films will have to be released during the 2024 calendar year to be eligible. But according to this, the means by which they must be released will change slightly from recent years. As the pandemic continues to subside, yeah, kind of, drive-in theaters will no longer be a means of qualification for Oscar eligibility. Oh, no. Oh, no. What are we going to do? I mean, that's a slap in the face of the drive-in theaters. Instead, films can only qualify by screening for 1 week in a brick-and-mortar theater in Los Angeles County, New York City, the Bay Area, which I'm guessing is San Francisco and not Tampa Bay. Anyway, Chicago, Atlanta, and they added the new Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. They even say in the story, oh, we don't know why that got added to the mix. Because it's DFW, that's why. So to be eligible, be eligible for Best Picture, expanded theatrical run of 7 days, consecutive or non-consecutive, in 10 of the top 10 50 U.S. markets, no later than 45 days after the initial release. for late in the year films with the expansions after January 10th. Distributors must submit release plans to the Academy for verification. Release plans for late in the year films must include a planned expanded theatrical run as described above to be completed no later than January 24th. Non-U.S. territory releases can count towards two of the 10 markets. Qualifying non-U.S. markets include the top 10, 15 international theatrical markets, plus the home territory for the film. Okay, so that's one of the changes there. And then they're talking about how writers must show their work to be considered for the best adapted screenplay or best original screenplay. Writers are now going to be required to furnish a final shooting script. Okay, so we don't trust you. I mean, you're telling us you wrote it, but yeah, we're gonna need to know. And then they've changed some way that you're gonna have to get the Irving G. Thalberg Memorial Award. Oh no, man, I hope that works out okay. Also, they have made some changes for you to get the Gene Herschelt Humanitarian Award. So, man, that's good. And what about the Gordon E. Sawyer Award? Yeah, we've changed that a little bit, too. And the John A. Bonner Award? Yeah, we've changed a little bit of that, too. So, I mean, if you want to get an Oscar and you want that, then, follow the rules. And they've given the due dates of when you have to have everything turned in. And so there's going to be some people out there that are going to be telling you, hey, we thought we got it in on time, and we released it in a drive-in theater in Dallas-Fort Worth. Nope, sorry, doesn't count. I know the people at the Academy believe that as the pandemic continues to subside, but just like back during the heart of the pandemic, today we're facing drug and medical supply shortages here in the United States. As of March, there were more than 200 drug shortages here, and we found out last week that there are actually more than that now here in the United States. It was well over 300 drug shortages, and it's looking like it's not going to get, it's going to continue to get a whole lot worse. Yeah, it is. Certainly going to get worse before it gets any better. Healthcare experts have pointed to shortages, domestic production. You wouldn't think that things like this could happen in America, but it's been going on for years now, and it's still ongoing. This is why you need to have a Jace case. It provides five life-saving antibiotics for emergency use. All you have to do is fill out a simple form online, and you'll have it there ready in case you need it. There are dozens of add-on options as well: EpiPens, ivermectin. Jace Medical is empowering people just like you to be able to take your family's health into your own hands. Check them out today so that you have what you need when you need it, and you don't have to worry about, well, we don't have it right now. We can get it to you maybe in a month or so. Yeah, I'm not gonna need it in a month. I need it right now. Go to jacemedical.com. You can enter the code Jeffy at checkout for a discount on your order. JaseMedical.com, J-A-S-E, medical.com. Enter that code Jeffy at checkout for that discount on your order, and get your Jace case today. Promo code Jeffy, JaseMedical.com. I know we continue to get bad news about the economy. We got news that Red Lobster was going to file for bankruptcy. Red Lobster? That means, I mean, we're still going to be able to go to Red Lobster, right? Well, I would hope so. We found out earlier this year that Joann Fabric stores were declaring bankruptcy. All the, you know, in the 99 cent stores, we could, you know, on and on we go. But today we find out that, you know, the store Express that you see at the malls. I don't even know that there's malls anymore, to be honest. The headline talked about, oh, you might not see this store when you go in for your Cinnabon now. Do they even have Cinnabons at the mall? I mean, is there a mall? I mean, Cinnabons you can get at other locations around the globe, not just at their locations in the mall. I know that's where they used to be. I just feel like, you know, there's not too many malls left. Anyway, Express, I know. Also owns Bonobos and Up West, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And it's slimming its in-person presence. I like that. I like the way they worded that. They went ahead and slimmed its in-person presence. So they're closing right now, today, 95 of the 500 or so, I guess they have more than 500 here in the U.S. now, express locations. They're closing all the 10 Up West stores, and they're going to continue to sell online as usual, of course, because all they're doing is slimming their in-person presence. And they're looking to sell it to some investment group, WHP Global. Claims here they had $1.2 billion in debt, $1.3 billion in assets. As of March 2nd, they were operating on $1 million losses for the last 2 years. Revenue is down. Huh. Interesting. Now, they blame it on the work-from-home customers throughout the pandemic. And the people aren't going to the office anymore. And, you know, when you go by our stores, you don't see really anything special. You just see clothes. And nobody wants to buy just clothes. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But if you are an express customer, which there are a lot less of these days, you know, you're going to be bummed. I feel like it's one of those stores that you maybe purchase something around Christmas for your niece or your boyfriend's girlfriend. Or, I mean, well, if you're buying something for your boyfriend's girlfriend, now that's a good relationship right there. You're either buying something for your boyfriend's girlfriend, which would be you, or you're buying something for your boyfriend's other girlfriend, and that maybe you would go shopping at Express. Maybe that's why they're not doing well. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So I see, thanks to Taylor Swift and her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, the term Fortnite, people were searching for it 868% more in America the day that the album was released. Incredible, because that's her collaboration with Post Malone titled Fortnite, Fortnight. Now, you know, the album, I mean, 300 million streams on Spotify. The single with Post Malone, Fortnite, is the platform's most streamed song in a single day. And, you know, the 31-song album sold 1.4 million copies in traditional album sales. Wow, I mean, that's, you know, just incredible. But she's also educating America and the world by having them search for what the meaning of a word is. Fortnite. Now, I always thought that Fortnite was, you know, a month-ish. That's just what I always thought. Now, then I started, so then I went ahead and, you know, said, was there a difference between Fort, F-O-R-T, night, N-I-G-H-T, or Fortnite, F-O-R-T-N-I-T-E. Because it wasn't a few years ago, Gaga asked the same question. What's Fortnite? And so she, you know, that actually went viral on at least one or two platforms about what's going on, because she was talking about the video game. So according to this, a Fortnite, F-O-R-T-N-I-G-H-T, is a period of 2 weeks. That is 14 days and nights. Oh, well, the number 14 is right there, Jeff. And another way to gloss how long 2 weeks is, though. See, I always thought it was a month. But, okay, I'll give you, you know, 14 days. So half a month, according to, you know, Middle English, from the Old English. All right, you got it. But what about Fortnite? F-O-R-T-N-I-G-H-T or N-I-T-E. So I guess it's comes from a time long, long ago when warriors huddled before fires at night within forts built out of tall wooden pikes. Okay, all right. So I guess it's only 2 weeks unless we go back to, you know, Middle Earth, and then it's could mean anything. So I'm still going with a fortnight. You know, if you hear me say it's about a fortnight, I'm thinking it's a month. I don't care what it says. I can believe what I want to believe, okay? And then I saw another chart about Taylor's new album where she swears a whole lot in this whole set, okay? And it's really gone up a lot in her past performances. I know. But I'm just saying that according to this, the F word is used a whole lot. In this whole thing, hell, damn, whore, dickhead, all used, and used a lot in this new helpful helping from Taylor. So be ready. She's been hanging around with what's his face Travis for a little while, so those words are going to come naturally. I am not the word police, and I know we heard a word beeped earlier in this podcast, but if it were up to me, I'd just let it fly. And it is kind of up to me, and sometimes I do let it fly, but it just feels like I shouldn't let it fly, part of the Blaze family, and it's okay, it's all right, it's fine, we'll just beep it and know that, the F word is going to be beeped on this show. I know. Don't look at me like that. I get it. You can still follow me on X at Jeffy JFR. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram, Jeff Fisher Radio. You can follow me on YouTube, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can email the show anytime, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. And I suppose while I'm doing this, I might as well tell you can order a Cameo from me as well. It's not free. But just go to the Cameo app and at Jeffy JFR, and I'm happy to do a Cameo for you. Just tell me what you want. Happy, glad, sad, mad or mean, whatever you need, I'll do. That's the way Cameo works. And so, did you see where Australia wants to throw Elon Musk, speaking of X, in jail? At least one Aussie senator wants that to happen. Australian Senator Jackie Lambie calls for the imprisonment of Elon Musk for allowing free speech on X.
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power that man has because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
Right. I hate it when people are telling whatever they want to tell on social media. It just isn't right, and it needs to be shut down. And the person who owns the company, as in charge of the company, needs to be shut down as well. Here's an idea, Aussie Senator. Bite me. Okay, bite Elon, bite anything you want to bite. Do whatever you want to do in Australia. How about you make whatever little laws you want and your people can decide whether they want to use X or not. It has nothing to do with the platform, okay? Let the people decide, but we can't have that. We cannot have that, can we? Can we, little Aussie Senator? No, because you know best. Well, it sounds familiar, though, doesn't it? It sounds like it's being said somewhere else as well. Wow. Did you see all the flooding going on in China? And I know you thought, China? I know, but 110,000 people have been evacuated from their homes in Guangdong, which is normally beautiful, but not these days. So heavy rain has caused massive flooding in China's most populous province. 4 people have died so far. 10 have gone missing, which, I mean, if you're evacuating 110,000 people, and I think in this neck of the woods, Guangdong is home to 127 million people. So we've got this massive flooding going on, and we've lost 4 people and 10 have gone missing. I mean, that's a pretty good percentage. I don't want anybody to go missing or die, but, you know, that's a pretty low number. So large swaths of land inundated by floods, and they're rescuing people in lifeboats. Several major rivers have burst their banks, and, you know, they claim in this story, we're closely monitoring dangerously high water levels. Yeah, no kidding. So it's a once in a 100-year flood happening right now in Guangdong. It's much of Guangdong, and I don't have to tell you this, is in part of the low-lying Pearl River Delta, which is prone to floods due to the rise in sea levels and storm surges. What? It has nothing to do with climate change? Huh, that's weird. So people have lost power. They're getting their power back. They're evacuating all these people. They've got thousands in shelters, tens of thousands of people in shelters. Flights have been delayed, canceled, and schools have been ordered to shut down. Dozens of homes have collapsed or been severely damaged. They claim that direct economic loss will be about 140.6 million won. We have no idea how much. Yeah, we do, actually. It says 19.8 million. That doesn't sound like that much. 20 million. I know 20 million is a lot of money. I'd be happy to have an extra 20 million right now. But if you're losing $20 million in direct economic loss, again, I feel like that's not that bad. But, you know, you don't want to lose any money at all. So they're looking to, they were supposed to have the waters breach even higher, and it hasn't yet. So we know that in Beijing, they had the heaviest rainfall they've ever had, well, not that they ever had, that they've had since 140 years ago. So we got that going for us. And then we still have all the flooding going on in Saudi and the United Arab Emirates. I get it. So the airline, Emirates, you know, with the cloud seating that wasn't cloud seating. So things apparently are starting to get back to normal. But since Emirates, the airline company, had major, you know, problems because it's got 30,000 pieces of luggage that need to be returned to customers. So, okay, CEO said, look, we apologize to those passengers whose plans were disrupted, and we've got a task force that we've assembled to deal with the plethora of left-behind luggage. We had to cancel hundreds of flights due to the flooding and the historic rainfall in Dubai. But we don't know what happened, but we've got all this luggage now, and hopefully you remember that we have your luggage, because we're going to try to find you. We've created a task force to deal with this. So can we just check my AirTag and know that I'm over there? My stuff is over there. Can we do that? I don't know. It doesn't, feels like 30,000 pieces of luggage is going to take a little bit of time to return. You know, speaking of China, I see where everybody making fun of the new Chinese city of Nanjing train station. There's a photograph of it, or it's a design of it, a rendering of what it's supposed to look like. And many people believe that it looks like a sanitary pad, and it kind of does. But it's this giant train station, so I'm not sure, you know, if you fly over it, it's going to look like the sanitary pad. But once you're in it, it's probably this beautiful train station. But apparently it's supposed to look like a plum blossom. And so when you look at it and you think that it looks like a giant sanitary pad, that's on you, because it's a plum blossom, okay? So why don't you just shut up about it, all right? It's a giant train station, and it doesn't look like a giant maxi pad. It looks like a plum blossom. Okay? All right, fine. You know, I see, speaking of trains, I mean, China's, you know, got it pretty much down. But, and so do we, really. Do we? Now that I think about it. But I see where we actually broke ground. Construction on the high-speed rail line connecting L.A. and Vegas began yesterday. Then we have a Brightline West, a subsidiary of the company behind the Brightline Miami Orlando rail link, undertaking the $12 billion project, hoping to launch service in time for the LA Olympics in 2028. Billed as America's first true high-speed passenger rail system. Dash between LA metro area and Vegas in just over 2 hours, compared with a 4-hour minimum traffic troubled drive. Yeah, I know. I saw another story that talked about how, you know, trains are up to 80% cheaper than planes for domestic travel. Right. So I could get to Vegas in how long in an airplane from LA? And it's going to be a little over 2 hours on a train, or I can drive it in 4 hours. Okay. All right. That's fine. So it was supposed to carry at least 11 million passengers on the 218-mile journey with 25 trains each way daily. Yeah, we'll see if that actually happens. They claim that it's going to reach 186 miles an hour. Its locomotives will be the fastest in the country, outspeeding the Amtrak Acela, which maxes out at just over 150 miles an hour. And that, you know, accelerates on parts of the Northeast Corridor, but it doesn't happen very often. And so then we're talking, I heard a story on the local news today here in DFW that they're claiming that we're going to have the high-speed rail from Dallas to Houston. That should start to be under construction in 10 years. Right. Yeah, that's going to happen. I know we all want to have these great trains. And gosh darn it, we want to be like Europe. And we want to be like Japan, who has high-speed rail networks to cover much of their territory. We got to be like that. And we've got to have these rail projects, and we've got to make this happen. How about we just make sure the planes are flying right, okay? I've got another story on drones, too. Oh, my gosh. I got a couple more stories. I'll do it tomorrow on drones. If you think the skies are not going to be black with drones, you are mistaken. You might as well, you know, you might as well take a train. Because, I don't know, maybe the drones are going to crash into the planes. I don't know. You know, at least airplanes from the airport will be higher up so you can look down and see, oh, it looks dark down there. Yeah, those are drones because there's going to be police drones. There's going to be delivery drones. And then there's going to be personal drones. And then we talked about the taxi cab drones. But I looked into this company, Wisk. They're ready to go. They've already got it out there. And it looks like they're flying their drones, the taxi drones. They are streamlining their in-person presence as well. Because you're going to have some guy behind a computer that will be a robot soon that is going to be helping maintain where your taxi drone takes you. But I don't know that I trust it. I just don't know. I mean, maybe I should, but I don't know that I do. Coming to a city, county, territory near you soon. I see where McDonald's has launched a new marketing campaign in the Netherlands. It's produced a series of blank yellow and red billboards in the Netherlands. Isn't that the Dutch? Anyway, the series of blank yellow and red billboards in the Netherlands don't even carry the McDonald's Golden Arches logo, which is kind of weird. What it does is it smells like fries. So as you approach the billboards, you get within 5 meters and you're greeted with the aroma of McDonald's French fries coming from inside the billboard. How sweet is that? So they put the billboards within 650 feet of some of its restaurants. So, You're going to be walking by these billboards and, man, that smells like McDonald's fries. I got to get me some of that. And you'll head to that McDonald's left within 650 feet of the smell that you're smelling. So I guess maybe are they going to do that with the Krispy Kreme donuts as well? And you'd just be walking by a billboard and smell fresh, warm Krispy Kreme donuts. Oh, yeah. You're just going to walk into the store and I need some Krispy Kreme donuts now. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. See if it works. I love the idea. You know, just the fries. We'll see if it moves on to maybe, you know, you're going to smell the burger. Does it smell it? Now the fries are distinct. I mean, the fries are what brings you in, right? Right. Well, I'll say, though, after a while, I mean, I lived above a bagel shop for a while in my life. And, you know, in the beginning, it smells so good. And they're making fresh bagels every day. And after about a month, you've had just about enough of bagels being bageled every day below you. It's a part of your life, but you're not really hungry for a bagel after a certain amount of time. So I feel like if you're walking by this billboard every day, it's like, okay, enough with the French fry smell. So I mentioned earlier, it's a Shakespeare Day. So I'm excited about Shakespeare Day. Now, I've been thinking my favorite, I told you, was the Hamlet line. Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I. But there's plenty to be had from Shakespeare. The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. Uneasy lies. The head that wears the crown. The lady doth protest too much, methinks. What's past is prologue. Thank you. what's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other would smell as sweet. Okay. And it is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. But there's a classic Shakespeare line. But there's a website that I found, English to Shakespearean Translations. So you can type anything in, and it will create a Shakespearean sentence to do it. So let's do welcome to Chewing the Fat. Welcometh to Chewing the Bacon Fed. That's really not that good. I'm so tired. I'm so not restful. Look. Okay, what about, come here, you good-looking thing, you. Cometh here thee, valorous-looking thing thee. All right. Thanks for listening. I mean, grant you mercy for listening. Just smile and be nice. Smileth and be is nice. It's kind of bad. All right, one last one. Safe travels. Yeah, it's the same thing. Shakespeare doesn't know what to make of that. It's just, hey, have safe travels. All right, that's enough. Shakespeare partying day is over, at least here on Chewing the Fat. Thou be well and go forth.
And subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.